Welcome to I'm Spiritual, Dammit. I'm your host, Jennifer Weigel, and joining me in studio, Dr. Jordan Leisure of North Shore Proactive Health. Dr. Leisure, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
So you and I met. We were both speaking at an event in Lake Forest, both taking the stage, sort of an inspirational evening, right?
It was.
Stories. And you talk about, you know, your life as a chiropractor in alignment, and you and I just hit it off right away. And we've been friends ever since. I want to say that was like 2008.
It was a long time ago.
And it's funny because, you know, I've always been open to the work of chiropractic. I have a chiropractor that I've visited. I hope he's not listening, but I'm probably going to have to break up with him to start coming to you. Because at this point now, it's sort of like I do feel like I'm cheating on you because we are friends and you're a chiropractor. And we are in alignment too in the mind-body-spirit connection as we have. But you also, because of what you do, you have one foot in the medical world, you know, as a doctor. You have one foot in the woo-woo world because of your mind-body-spirit connection. And it's probably a little difficult sometimes to walk that line, and it's a fine line, isn't it?
I think so. I think, but I think those of us that excel are able to accept both and weigh them equally.
Yeah.
I'm definitely very scientific. Everything that I do, I research very heavily, everything in the medical community. I'm a big fan of Google Scholar. And on the flip side of that, I recognize the importance of being spiritually connected, the importance of how past relationships, past experiences impact your health. Mm-hmm. And there is not necessarily any hard, concrete evidence in a peer-reviewed journal on that. However, it impacts us greatly every day and clients that I see every day.
So my son was having some digestive issues, and this was before you and I had met, actually. And he was real young, like under two, I think. And he was just not sleeping, digestive problems, all sorts of stuff was going on. He was having acid reflux, so the doctor had put him on Prevacid or Prilosec or all this awful stuff from when he was 6 months old. You know, just pumping his body full of red dye. And so the chiropractor we went to, who's very wonderful, Dr. Chad, he worked with Britt. He aligned Britt. He said, we got to get the red dye out of his system. We got to do all these things and help with his diet. And let's get gluten and wheat out for a while because some kids have a sensitivity to the way that the grains are processed.
Absolutely.
And all these things. And it was amazing. He slept in the car on the way home. He slept for the first night, like solid that night. He immediately could pass, you know, it was like he was no longer bound up.
Absolutely.
And I thought, if every family out there had a child who was having sleep problems, digestive problems, and just went for an adjustment, why do you think people are so afraid of that word and the process? Is it because of the cracking? What is it?
I think it's all of it. I think a lot of it is ignorance. Mm-hmm. So I think they don't know, unfortunately. And then I think they're unaware of the possibilities.
Okay.
I take for granted all of the incredible things that come out of chiropractic adjustments. My baby is 8 months old, and literally probably 5 to 10 minutes after birth, I had a natural birth, and 5 to 10 minutes after he came out, I am fortunate in the fact that my sister is a chiropractor. So
Jade, yes.
Shout out to Dr. Jade, Jen's number one fan, and who's very jealous that I'm here. But Jade actually adjusted him immediately after birth because birth is a very traumatic experience. Even if it's natural and it's unmedicated and it's not stressful, coming through the birth canal is a traumatic thing.
Well, think about that right now, listeners. How cramped up. I mean, that's, of course, if you're not getting a C-section where you're programming it and they pop a zit and your kid comes out. I'm sorry, but it's just like I think we've just taken out. I think there's a lot of transference of energy and fluids that happens in the birth canal that these kids need.
Yeah, we call it in the chiropractic community the big squeeze.
Okay. So after the big squeeze, think of how the neck is cramped and the back is cramped and all these things. And then the babies are crying and they're out of alignment. An adjustment. You did this with your son. Boom. You say your son is an incredible sleeper.
He is amazing. And people meet him. I mean, we're fortunate enough. We live downtown. So we encounter a tremendous number of people and people pass him on the street and will stop me and say, this is the happiest baby I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He smiles literally 24/7 unless he's hungry and he gets a little irritable.
Right.
But he does. He sleeps all night, regular bowel movements, everything that you could hope for in a child. And I really attribute a lot of that to the good care that I had while I was pregnant, the things that I did to prep myself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and then the birth and adjustments after. So it's a whole package I think everyone has to take a look at. But also a chiropractic adjustment on a baby is different on a child is different than on an adult.
Right.
So have that in mind. You know,
explain what happens for a chiropractic adjustment for a baby so people don't freak out. Because, you know, you people who've had adjustments are thinking of the cracking and the twisting of the neck
yes.
and all this. But what happens?
It's much different. It is literally, it may be a slight pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be a slight rubbing, like a massage. And most of us that have been a mom or have encountered kids, we rub them. We give mm-hmm. them massage. It's mm-hmm. a very natural, very beneficial activity.
Yeah.
So
you're rubbing them along the spine. You're not
yes.
cracking them around.
Right. It's very and there's much more to it than that. It's very specific. There's physics involved.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as pressure goes, it is similar to a light stroking, a light massage, or mm-hmm. a static hold of a pressure.
Okay, so my son is now 11, and he's I work on his feet. I do reflexology on his feet, and he was a tiptoe walker for a while, and now he's kind of coming down on that.
Down.
But it was a sensory thing. But I work on his arch a lot, and I've started working on his arch and on his back too, because I know massage and stuff. I didn't go to massage school, but I've had enough experience with it where I've studied
well, all of us. Any mm-hmm. touch is beneficial.
Exactly. So I did that with him, and now it's like it really truly calms.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming. I mean, everybody out there listening knows that when you have a massage, you feel a million times better. Then you get back into the grind of things. It's
right.
like you forget what just happened. So people understand and they're not afraid. Even if there is some manipulation going on and some cracking going on, give us some examples of some cases that you've had where it's helped with anxiety
oh
or sleeping or all sorts of things.
We've seen incredible things. And that's why, again, I think because I'm in it every day, I take it for granted. But some amazing things we've seen is the restoration of hearing
mm-hmm.
of a young girl. And her mom brought her in because she would have to yell in order for the young girl to hear what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in for chiropractic. I think she didn't really, let's say, believe that anything was going to change. And after very few visits, let's say 4 to 6 visits over 2 to 3 weeks, the young girl said to the mom one day, "Mommy, why are you yelling at me?" And the mom was like, "I'm not yelling. This is the level I've grown accustomed to speaking in because
right.
you can't hear me." And the little girl's like, "I can hear you just fine. Please don't yell."
So
her hearing was improved. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other things we see are obviously babies that are constipated,
mm-hmm.
That have been constipated for, let's say, 10 days, 2 weeks, and
right.
their parents bring them in. And with a very minute adjustment, they literally have a bowel movement on the table.
Right.
Things improve that quickly. So
right.
there's awesome things that we see, earaches, anxiety for individuals. But
mm-hmm.
again, it's a whole system. So we work with our clients to improve, if it's a mom, to improve her diet, if she's
mm-hmm.
breastfeeding, if it's a kid, to improve their diet,
mm-hmm.
To work on, like you were saying, outside stressors
mm-hmm.
and emotional stressors, past stressors, and then the physical adjustments.
How much do we hold on to stress in our physical
body? Oh, my gosh.
Body?
Everything.
I couldn't even get the question out. You're like,
I think, and definitely in this forum, I think
yeah.
past life experiences, I think current life experiences, and mm-hmm. both, I mean, physically, spiritually, and some of it we're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I have some clients that have had physical traumas. We see a lot of women, so I'll go back to
mm-hmm.
back to that. So I'll see clients that were raped. I'll see clients that had physical abuse. And you hold on to that.
Right.
So even if you've had therapy and you feel emotionally accepted and you no longer have the anger and you no longer have the emotional, let's say, quote-unquote emotional component,
mm-hmm.
physically it's still there.
Wow. So the thing that I think, and I was having a recent conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Rediger from Harvard Medical School, and he's on McLean Southeast Adult Psychiatric Program. He's the medical director there, and he says he sees the ER people come in, and there's all these things. This woman had a heart arrhythmia going on and extreme stress and headaches, and she had just been told by her husband of 35 years that he no longer wanted to be married to her. But they just give her some medication. Okay, here, this will help this, and now go out and let us know how you are in 2 weeks. And he says it's this whole program that we're not taking into account the emotional well-being of the patients and why they're having the physical reaction. So for you as a, you know, as you're working in your practice and you're sitting there with somebody who's on the table, do you take it on in the sense that you'll ask them questions like, how's everything going at work? How's it going at home? How are your kids?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. I've been fortunate enough that I'm in practice for 10 years now
mm-hmm.
and I can sort of cherry pick clients that we see.
Sure.
And along with more your train of thought and putting into the universe what you want and actually thanking the universe in the ahead of time
right.
for what you're going to be getting, I have been doing more of that. So we attract clients that expect that.
Okay.
Very rarely do I tell someone when we first meet that I'm a chiropractor because they automatically, stereotypically think, oh, you treat headaches and back pain.
Right.
And in reality, I almost never focus on pain per se because there are so many other aspects that play into it. So I'll say, are you drinking your water?
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking your vitamins?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing your exercises? What's work like?
Mm-hmm.
What's home life like? You know, how are the kids? Because it all plays a role in how we're feeling.
I was telling a story to Dr. Rediger that this woman was complaining that she was so depressed and lethargic and tired. And so the doctor gave her, you know, a sleeping aid to help her sleep, antidepressant. And then she had like a rash on her arm. It was like, here, this will help the bumps. Well, never asked what her diet was.
Right.
And so then she goes to a nutritionist. And the nutritionist, of course, is like, well, give me your typical day. And she basically ate red peanut M&Ms.
Right.
Like, that's like what she did. And that was all she had. And so they're like, well, let's just take that out. And there was an allergy to the red dye, and it was just affecting her energy level on all levels.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And then her diet, and then her reaction to the, you know, with the rash and all these things. And it's like, what is wrong with you doctors out there if you're listening? You have to treat the whole person.
I read a great book. I'm taking functional medicine classes from two different institutions. One of them is Institute for Functional Medicine. The other one is Functional Medicine University, which is the offshoot of Cleveland Clinic. And there is so much out there on the benefits of stress management and of meditation and meditating. And I don't want to dissuade anyone from working out because your body was built to move. But the benefits of meditation equal the benefits of physical activity.
Right.
So literally, if you spend your evening and you have an activity of being grateful, if that's all that you do, and you take a journal and you write down three things you're grateful for every night, you will impact your health the same way you would if you went and you did an aerobics class.
Right.
So
it's pretty amazing.
Institute. I mean, yes. And I think everyone should be doing both, ideally.
Yes, of course.
But don't forget and don't discount the benefits
others.
Of, yeah.
The other thing, too, is it's really hard to eat right all the time. I mean, we're in a hurry. We're on the go. Last night I was at a restaurant and it's like, oh, I didn't even think to ask, do you have gluten-free pasta? And then my friend says, they have gluten-free pasta. And I was like, oh. So then, yay.
Trade up. Yeah.
People are more likely now to try to accommodate the people's different eating preferences.
Right.
But it takes work. It's not exactly a no-brainer. More people will go through the drive-thru than they will go to a restaurant and get gluten-free pasta. I mean,
right.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
So for you, you're busy, you're a mom, you're working, you know, you're a wife, you're all these things. What are some of your go-to helpful things that you do every day, every week to kind of keep you in alignment, other than obviously having Jade adjust you?
Yes. Aside from my physical alignments, I do work out. And I literally worked out almost every day of my pregnancy. The morning I gave birth, I actually was in a yoga class.
Wow.
So I think that you need some of that and you need it to be a practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I use Google Calendar and everything is on my calendar, all of my meetings, including my workouts.
Got it.
So I prioritize myself so that I'm better able to take care of everyone else. I'm also a big fan of different apps on the phone. So I literally have an app for drinking water because that's one of the big things that I think that we get busy, we forget.
As you're talking, I'm thirsty right now.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with my coffee.
Right.
But I do have an app on my phone and it will actually remind me. It makes a very funny little let's call it a gurgling noise every so often if I have not checked in. The amount, if I've not recorded how much water I'm drinking.
Okay.
So I think that's something that everybody should do. Taking your vitamins every day is a very simple thing, but they should be supplements. They should be a supplement to a healthy diet, exercise.
In addition, it's like you can't just have vitamins.
Yes. Yes.
So what are your supplements? Talk to me about those.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of supplements, but vitamins are an unregulated industry. So I think that everyone needs to be aware of what they're taking, the quality of what they're taking. And as a practitioner, it was frustrating to me that I did not have one single line of great products I could recommend to clients.
True.
So after 10 years, I got pregnant and I was like, you know what? I have nothing else going on during a pregnancy, so let's start another business.
Right.
So.
Well done.
Exactly. So Dr. Jade and myself actually started a company. It's called Salutogenic Life.
Okay. What does salutogenic mean?
Salutogenic means moving towards health.
Okay.
And if you think, you know, that's very different than moving away from disease, which is a mindset I think some of us have. We try to do things so that we don't get sick.
Right.
But instead, we want to see people making choices so that they are living the best life that they can and the life that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And that's a salutogenic life.
So these are free of milk, eggs, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat. So these are gluten-free dietary supplements. And are they the powder or are they pills? What are they?
What I brought for you, those are all capsules. So those are all pills. But yeah, the full line has lots of options. Everything from protein powders and BCAAs for our athletes to an anti-inflammatory line, because in our practice we see a lot of pain.
Sure.
To a supplement called Relax Life, which is great for anxiety and depression. So we have lots of options.
So we interviewed a doctor on this program, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, who wrote the book Super Healing. It's a best-selling book. Mm-hmm. And she talked about the benefits of turmeric.
Turmeric. I love it.
So, are you a fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big fan. Oh, my gosh. I think everyone, it's one of my five things that everyone should be on.
Okay.
Turmeric is anti-cancer. It's anti-tumor. It's anti-anxiety. It is anti-inflammatory. It's anti-aging.
Wow.
It's great for the joints.
Mm-hmm. I had some in my tea this morning. I have the pill form as well that I take along with other vitamins that I will be replacing with your vitamins. But, you know, the bottom line is that since I've been taking the turmeric, I really do feel like it's almost like it's not just a joint relaxer in the sense that I don't feel stiff.
Yes.
I would wake up, but I also just feel more alert.
Yes.
And maybe that could be my mind playing tricks on me thinking that I'm feeling better because I'm taking it because I know all the research behind it.
Yes.
But those who cook with that spice say that it's considered like the miracle spice.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. It's everything, and you should be doing it every day. But then if there is an issue, should an issue arise and you have mm-hmm. a pain or you have a headache, reach for the turmeric instead of the and I don't want to give a shout out to any painkillers.
But any over-the-counter painkiller.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do that. And I recommend taking 1,000 milligrams of turmeric. And again, make sure it's a high-quality supplement, mm-hmm. Free of additives and that kind of thing. But you can do that instead of your painkiller. Mm-hmm. And not only are you going to be free of the pain, but you're going to have all these other added benefits as well.
What about the difference between, I mean, I'm hearing all these different fish oil arguments. Is it omega-3, omega-369? I mean, I've heard that you need to have the omega complete 369 in your body. What's your thought on the omega situation?
In my office, we do testing so we know for sure what someone needs.
Okay.
Because everyone's an individual and your diet is going to be different than somebody else that we see in the afternoon. So our recommendations are going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing the good things, if you're cooking with the good oils, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to be frying with olive oil. You know, you want to use coconut oil for high heat.
Right. If you fry with olive oil, by the way, it will smoke.
Yes.
And that is toxic. So a lesson learned on that one. Please don't do it. All right, go on.
Keep it for your salads, yes. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to get benefits that way. And then use your omegas as a supplement to some of those other healthy choices.
When you say you test, are you talking about kinesiology?
We do. You know, we do a little bit of kinesiology in the office, but I actually do blood tests.
Okay.
So that's where the more scientific me comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And we run some great blood tests. I use a company that is called SpectraCell, and they mm-hmm. do white blood cell testing.
Mm.
So we say that your white blood cells are like garbage buckets. So they're going to store your vitamins. We're going to know what the usage is like on mm-hmm. the inside of the cell where all the action takes place,
mm-hmm.
Instead of the red blood cells, which is just kind of, you know, your cells are floating around in there. But
right.
we want to know where the action is and mm-hmm. are things being utilized the way they should.
Give me an example of a recent patient that had some great results. If you can,
probably
if you can share it.
I would be happy to share. Mm-hmm. We have one woman individual that came in for shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
And as an aside, I don't even remember how it came up, but through these general, how is life, how is stress, how is work, she happened to say that she was feeling a little bit stressed. She had three people very close to her pass away in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
She said overall she felt good, but she knew in reality she wasn't. I mean, how could any of us experience three deaths and just go about our daily business?
Right.
And I said, you know what, I have something, you might want to try it. It's actually this supplement, it's called Relaxed Life. And she's like, maybe, I don't know. Okay, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
Gives it a try. And probably within 7 to 10 days, came back to the office and said, you know what? I feel like myself.
Hmm.
And I think that's what some of us forget. When we have declining health, things mm-hmm. happen so slowly that we don't realize it becomes a new normal for us.
Right.
We forget how happy, healthy, and energetic we could be or we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And with a couple little tweaks, this woman was back on track and felt great and was able to grieve appropriately mm-hmm. and continue with her other responsibilities.
Are you a believer that like a past life trauma can affect our current physical
body?
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So would you ever honor or consider, I should say, having a practitioner up at North Shore Proactive Health of like a past life regressionist?
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I would love it because I refer out to everyone. And even actually, Jen, before we met mm-hmm. and I was a very young doctor, I would tell my clients, because we'd have people come in and say, well, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. And I said, you know what? As a doctor, it's my job to help you heal. So if I told you that hopping on one foot and rubbing your nose would make you feel better, if it did, I did my job.
Right.
And we did well together.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in everything, and I think we're all individuals, and everyone mm-hmm. needs something different to heal.
Right.
Exactly. So it's my job as a practitioner to find what is going to help you heal, and that may be acupuncture, it may be a past life regressionist, it may be a psychotherapist,
right.
and it may just be a good vitamin.
Right. It could be any of the above.
Exactly.
So, you know, Brian Weiss, who wrote the book Many Lives, Many Masters, has talked very openly, a Yale professor who came out with the belief of hypnosis helping to unearth some of these past lives, why people have traumas or they're afraid of clowns
mm-hmm.
or they can't stand looking at a sharp corner of a table. And then they find out that, oh, they were killed by a clown and then they were stabbed by the sharp corner of a table.
Yes.
Like, you know, these things happen. And these memories are kind of embedded in our, you know, soul, so to speak. And it sounds really weird to say that. But I have heard case after case after case with people from really renowned institutions like Yale and Harvard and Princeton who are doing this research. So we can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. We can't poo-poo it anymore.
Right. Any of the past life people that I've visited that you have referred me to, mm-hmm. everyone tells me that I was like a lowly slave, or I was picking cotton. I was all these things. And I was a man in every mm-hmm. past life, apparently.
Well, you make a pretty chick
so,
now.
Thank
so.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
So things have come full circle. So I don't know. But yep. Maybe that's where some of this comes from, and some of the ambition in creating all of these entrepreneurial things that I do and being a strong woman mm-hmm. and trying to help others and having that healing sense, I think comes from possibly some of these other experiences.
So for those who are going about their day right now, maybe they're working out, maybe they're listening to this while they're driving, maybe they're just walking and being pensive. What are some of your absolutes that you do every day to start your day, to end your day? You talked about writing down, being grateful for three things.
Yes.
What do you recommend people start doing?
I think everyone needs to smile more.
It literally affects your physical health and your mental health, rather.
It does. All of the above. I think you need to start saying hi. Again, like we live in the city, and both of us, I think you walk down a busy street, you get in an elevator, people don't look at one another, they don't smile. And what's kind of funny is I always did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a mean person. I'm not an angry person. I'm very passionate, but I don't think that previous to giving birth to my smiling son mm-hmm. that I smiled enough.
Mm.
But now I will walk him through the streets, or he and I will get in an elevator. And if someone else enters the elevator and doesn't look at him to smile, he kind of looks at me like what's wrong with them? Why aren't I getting any feedback here? And I don't want him to lose that.
Right.
I don't want, you know, mm-hmm. him to become like some of the habits the rest of us have. So I think smiling more is a big one.
Yeah.
And definitely moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've said very often in our practice that sitting to your spine is like sugar is to your teeth.
Right.
So try to move. Your body was built to move. It changes mm-hmm. your genes if you move.
Right.
Genes both on your butt and inside your body.
Yes.
So make sure that you're moving mm-hmm. as much as you can. Water intake is huge. Like mm-hmm. I said, I'm a fan of that app. And turning mm-hmm. off the cell phones. I think all of us, no matter how busy we are, and I'm definitely guilty of it too, but we try to stay connected mm-hmm. with people. But we miss out on the people that are in front of us.
Right.
So turn off the phones, you know, go out to lunch, turn the phone off.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I was watching a musician play yesterday, and everybody had their phones out, and I was one of them, right? I was recording, and I just said, wait a minute. So I stopped the video, and I put it down to watch the rest of the song, an actual song being played in front of me so I could watch it with my own eyes.
You experienced it.
I experienced it instead of rewatching it later with my cell phone. I was like, well, that was a lot better.
Right.
You know, now, granted, I don't have it to watch later, but I have that memory in my mind versus watching it from my phone.
Yes.
And we all have to remember that. We have to be present more watching it from our mind. You know, it's like, just as we were sitting there, I have a missed call from my son, and he's supposed to be at school till 3 o'clock. And we only we only gave him a phone so that, like, in case of emergency, we could track him, kind of thing. And I'm like looking down, going,
text him.
Are you
like,
alive?
What is happening?
What's happening?
Why are you on the phone?
Right. So sometimes phones are useful, and when you're a parent,
I agree.
But at the other time, it can be completely distracting from any relationship that you can be having. So,
I agree.
And give me an example of another study that's kind of something that you use often in your practice that you tell people about.
Well, I read a great book, and I meant actually to look it up on the way down here, and I didn't have a chance. Mm-hmm. But it had to do with the acceptance of medical doctors, mm-hmm. and their happiness with what they were doing.
Got it.
And unfortunately, and this book just came out, it was literally a 2017 book, mm-hmm. that the quality of life of physicians right now is lower than ever before. So the satisfaction that they have with what they're doing is very, very low. Something like 85% of medical doctors would not recommend that someone else become a physician, which I think is kind of sad.
So sad.
Especially because most of us are relying on these individuals for some very serious guidance, mm-hmm. when it comes to our health, and your health is going to contribute to all these other areas of your life. Mm-hmm. So my probably one piece of advice that I don't necessarily use in practice, but I try to convey to clients, is do some research and mm-hmm. be your own advocate.
Right.
Be aware of what is in the vitamins you're taking and what is in your coffee and what is in the products that you're putting on your skin, all of these physical things. And what goes along with that are the individuals you surround yourself with.
Right.
So your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, mm-hmm. which are just as important. But, you know, you are the combination of the five people you spend the most time with.
Mm.
So if you're spending time with people that are depressed and are stressed, and you are depressed and you are stressed, make some changes.
Right. And it's hard for some people because in their family, those are the five people,
yes.
right? And we can't choose our family. We can choose our friends. But you can also choose how much time you spend with your family. Like if you're living at home and you've got, you know, somebody in the house that's really super toxic, just don't have dinner with them every night.
Right.
You know, you have to make some time. Some people will always come back at me with that. Well, I can't. It's my family. And we live. Well, yeah, but you can still.
We all have a choice.
Yeah.
And the flip side to that is you have a responsibility to help them as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying if someone is depressed that you slam the door and forget about them, but what can you do to help?
Right.
You know, I think that I was driving the other day listening to Soundgarden. I'm a child of the 90s.
Of course.
And so it still is very stressful to me that Chris Cornell passed away.
Exactly.
And I did not know the man aside from his music. And so I was reflecting on how that impacts his fans, how that impacts his family.
Sure.
And there's so much that can be done. And if that person is toxic and that person is depressed, remember that if they're spending that much time with you, they are going to be a combination of you as well. So mm-hmm. what can you do to
help them? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be instituting some of these positive things. It could be finding a different resource for them, mm-hmm. or it could be reaching out to the person that is making them toxic.
Some of the people that I've interviewed have talked about how if you drink too much or you do drugs and all these things, that it lowers your vibration and it can actually make you vulnerable to energies that are not your own. Do you ever have that difficult conversation as a chiropractor when somebody you think might be making bad life choices?
I had that experience actually in college. One of my very good friends was, and I don't know to this day what the emotional impetus was of this, but she was very depressed. She was very toxic, and she had that vibration. I'm very sensitive to vibration. She mm-hmm. had that vibration, and I had to cut her out of my life because mm-hmm. I tried everything possible to help, and she was not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in practice, what I try to teach those that are in the same boat is you have control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what some of us forget is we want to blame genes for our diseases. We want to blame experiences for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it myself. You know, somebody cuts me off and I get all angry and I try to put it on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to look at myself and say, okay, you know, maybe if I slowed down a little bit and let them in, they wouldn't have had to cut me off.
Right. There's that.
So I try to, you know, I try to teach others that as well.
Right.
So if we look and we make little tweaks in ourselves, mm-hmm. how does it affect everyone else that we interact with?
Awesome. DrLeasure.com. It's spelled DrLeasure.com. North Shore Proactive Health is where you can find Dr. Leasure. Get your butt down there if you've never had an adjustment. Don't be afraid just because it's the fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And it can get you aligned, damn it.
Yes.
Thank you for all you do. I'm so glad that you came in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we will be talking because I need to come in. I've got a left shoulder blade issue. Maybe I was speared in a past life.
Yes.
We'll get Therese up there too, and Therese Rowley will give me a regression, and then I'll go get in alignment with you in present time, and all will be well.
I love it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for being in the studio. Keep doing what you're doing. Everybody out there, treat others the way you'd like to be treated, and stay spiritual, damn it. JenWeigel.com is where you can learn more about me, and I will talk to you next time.